Should you be worried? I think the answer is clearly yes. We've all seen the results. We're going to talk about a few things today. When you start about looking at this, the first place you start is what are the liabilities of a drifting vessel? So we're going to talk about breakaway vessels, whether they be rigs, barges, or whatever. We're going to talk about the negligence if someone fails to properly moor or secure their vessel, the presumption that relates to hitting fixed objects, acts of God. Pat's going to address the Wreck Act, duty to search for, mark, and remove wrecks, the Oil Pollution Act, and the Nairobi Convention, and hopefully we'll give you a few takeaways. I think many of us remember seeing this picture on the news. Liability of objects that breakaway vessels damage. This was out of a shipyard in Louisiana and famously hit the bridge. What is frustrating about a lot of the cases that you will read in this area of the law is that they deal with breakaway barges in rivers, and most of them have a year starting in 19-something or other. There's not a huge number of cases, and most of them deal with these river breakaways. But the real problems we're dealing with and the larger damages that we're dealing with are breakaways in the Gulf of Mexico. And unfortunately, we don't have really any cases that are specifically addressing this issue. And what kind of damage can you look at? Well, obviously, here you can look at damage to bridges, docks, other vessels. But you can also need to think about things like pipelines, because many of these breakaway rigs drag anchors, tear up pipelines.